was a statement that was made. It's not that it's been finalized, because I remember the minister at the time said that a committee has to be formed to go into these HR issues within the sector so that there will be a finality to some of the issues that are that keep occurring. So he has made such a statement, but a committee will just look into the issue, the merits and the demerits of it, whether it will be appropriate to remove the bonding or not. So that is the situation at this moment. It's not that we finalize that the bonding is going to be removed. No. The decision will be taken after the committee has submitted a report on the matter.
The reason behind this, if I'm correct, was to ensure that we train nurses who stay in the country. In the past, it happened that after their training, they will seek greener pastures elsewhere. But we wanted to use this policy to stop it. But at that discussing level, did this issue come up?
Well, we are very much aware that is one of the reasons why the bonding was just so that people remain in the country for at least for the first 5 years after their training. The government is not oblivious of this fact. Like I said, it's an issue that has been raised. There's no finality to the matter. So as it is, a committee has to be formed to go into several issues within the health sector regarding the HR. It's not only the bonding. There are other issues because there are a lot of complexities within the sector and that they need to streamline a certain aspect of the HR. So this is why he made such a statement, but it's not been concluded. So I don't think it should be related.
But then, I mean, you know that when it comes to public policy making, where the decision is coming from plays a bigger role in ensuring its implementation or not. And so coming from top hierarchy like that, it calls for all of us to raise this particular issue. But the issue I want to know, is it a case that the Ministry of Health, now you have enough nurses?
Oh, not that we have enough nurses. Well, you know, job opportunities are not as it used to be because of increase in population and also the fact that the hospitals are not as many as we would have wanted.
PRO of the Ministry of Health.
As nurses, and we use taxpayers' money to train them. And when you have paid for someone to have an education, you expect that the person will stay back and contribute for some time in order to be able to get value for money for what you have put in. You have to let them be in the system for some time. Two, the important thing is that committees or fora are created for further discussion to see what actions to take. And for that reason, for years that I had been in the public sector, these discussions still ended with us bonding people. But essentially, even as at now, we have not yet been able to fill the vacancies that are in the system. Right now, at the time in Kolibu, deficiencies were noticed. And therefore, there's no doubt that we still need nurses to be on the wards in other areas for some time to come.
But that should be sometimes human resource decisions of the various facilities.
It all depends on how the policy directive is. And I'm happy that based on the discussions that will come up, committees to really look into this. We will have to really look deeply into how we can get people employed in the sector, including bonding, in order to be able to really cover the whole country. Sometimes even at our noses, it is just a big problem. But the problem here is that when you look at the pay rule and the amount of money that goes to the Ministry of Health, I believe now about 70%, 60 to 70% of it will be to salaries. And yeah, that has been the biggest problem. How do we do that? There are other ways of making sure that we can decrease the human part of the money that goes to the ministry. And that is what we need to have good discussion on, bringing aspects together to see how we can do it. The money that we spend on trainee nurses is part of the human resource salary structure of the ministry. So we are already spending the salaries on workers, even when they are in training. So if we paid salaries for them as training allowances, and they come out and they don't work to cover part of what they have used in their training, it would mean that we are really not making good use of the resources that we put into the system.
Former Director General of the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Elias Sori, talking to George Asik.
Employment of nurses.
If it is about recruitment policy of government, I have no problem with it. So long as the standard that we are reaching will find their employment. From where I sit, my concern is that with the nurse-patient ratio of 1:22, we need to employ more nurses and midwives. And once we have nurses and midwives graduating and a large number of them not finding employment or unemployed, government must recruit them. So the process of recruitment, I have no problem with that. So long as you can get adequate number of nurses and midwives to take care of the people of Ghana.
I have to be wondering why governments would actually take this kind of stance when it comes to nurses recruitment policy. Maybe it could be that the government doesn't have the wherewithal in terms of financing to accommodate all the graduate nurses that are actually coming out. And looking at this vis-a-vis the nursing patient ratio, what do you have to say about this?
If it is a government policy of recruitment, there is nothing that my administration can do about it. So long as it will not be a policy that will destroy the vision of getting enough nurses to take care of patients who come to the hospital and I have told you my concern or the standpoint of the association is that we will have enough nurses. And that's at this time as we speak. The nurse, with this nurse patient ratio, I would see no reason why the government wouldn't employ the graduating nurses and midwives to fill the gap. And in actual fact, if it's the new policy is going to affect this vision, then I think it better not bring the policy at all. Because as I see it, it will mean that it will restrict the intake of the new recruits, employment of newly qualified. If that is the intention, then they better not do it. But if the intention is to sanitize the system and regularize the arrangement of engaging newly qualified nurses and midwives, I have no problem.
If graduate nurses are not being employed, then it means the government is not ready to absorb them.
If government is to go and find their own employment, where are they going to find their employment? Obviously, it is within the public and the private. Government is the main employer. So where else are they going to find employment except within the employment agencies of the Ministry of Health?
You just heard the president of the Ghana Registered Nurses and Midwives Association, Kweku Asante-Crobbia.